Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and we're here today to work on this time.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the
Seventh sounds good.
Seventh issue of this Kree Skrull War story arc in the Avengers. If you issue number 95, if you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last six episodes.
Okay, so we go back an hour before the end of the last issue, and we have Triton climbing out of the harbor as opposed to climbing out of the sewer.
Yep.
That threw me off a little bit before I actually read it, because yep. I'm like, why the fuck is he calling
out? Because you always see the picture first.
Yeah. But anyways, he gets chased by a bunch of dudes with fucking meat hooks.
Apparently, their worst enemies are cardboard boxes.
Yep. Oh, is that what those are? I thought that was the side of a... Oh, no, those are cardboard boxes.
Yeah, it's just... Well, it might be crates, but...
Yeah, whatever. But they fall down, and then he steals a van. And after he steals the van...
I am impressed he knows how to drive.
Right? Oh, he probably had his license before he got turned.
Maybe. Because then... Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Maybe they have cars on there. Yeah. And human...
But anyways, he pulls up to this like spot where they've got the blockade around the Avengers.
At least he was nice enough to stop.
That's true. And he does park the vehicle, like on the side of the road.
And then they get shot.
But then they shoot at him, yeah. And so he crawls into the sewer... And then we get him crawling back out of the sewer. He's like, the Avengers, just who I needed to talk to.
Well, I mean, he was looking for the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but they were home.
So this is his second choice.
Of course, yeah. But, and this is all the while Goliath's getting his ass kicked by the robots and everybody else is holding their own.
Mandroids. They're mandroids.
I'm sorry, the mandroids.
They are men in android suits.
And then this is the part where Iron Man, what the fuck is his name? Haddock? No.
Craddock.
Is like, Fury, what the fuck's going on? And he's like, we're going to take out the Avengers. And Fury's like, yeah, I wouldn't hold up to that. And he's like, what are you talking about? Look, on my screen, there's nothing and nothing. And he's like, what's that third one say there, buddy? What's going on? And then we find out that Iron Man is using a loophole in their design to short-circuit them.
Yep, and basically
knock out the
men
drivers.
Using her,
yeah, the operators.
I always forget his little disc on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they actually are useful.
Yep. Not just a design in the uniform. So the Avengers, are like, hey, Triton, what's going on? And he's like, oh, things bad happened. Maximus took over. Black Bolt's missing. We need to find him.
So last time we saw the Avengers, or the Inhumans, which was in a Fantastic Four story, I believe.
Yes. Because it was, what's-her-face?
Crystal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maximus was trying to take over, but Black Bolt was there. I was like, nope, fuck you. Well, he was like...
For all those that you don't understand, Black Bolt can't talk without destroying everything around him. So we did some sign language back and forth here. And
So the fact that Maximus came in and apparently made Black Bolt forget who he was.
His mental powers like supercharged.
No, I'm sure they were, but just I'm actually kind of interested to find out those stories, because Black Bolt is now like a surrogate dad to this one street rat.
Joey?
I don't know.
Street rat, gosh.
Well, they're on the street and there's a rat, so. The fact that Triton knows that, I mean, I'm assuming he's going to America or wherever to find Black Bolt. Well, he is doing that. But, like, the fact that he knows all that is kind of interesting. So.
But then we got Vision, who's like, everybody else is like, yeah, we should go to California. Let's go to California. And Vision's like, fuck you guys. I want to go rescue this chick that I've got the hots for or whatever. He's like, these guys aren't important. We got to find, Wanda. And they're back in their little things on this one, because they use the same exact picture from the
end. Yeah.
But he's like, we've got to find them.
That's also the last time he saw them. Was
yeah. And he's like, they're the important part. He's like, I don't know what the fuck this guy is. And Iron Man's like, look here, pal. This isn't what's going to happen. We're going to save these guys because that's what we do. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, how about I fuck you up?
Well, but
and then Goliath is like, whoa, guys, I'm going to be the voice of reason here for whatever reason and split you guys up because my hand's big enough to put between the two.
So they're
like, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, buddy.
They go, they say that we have two things we got to do. We got to go help the Inhumans, and we have to go save our fellow Avengers. Vision, why don't you come up with the perfect teams?
And Vision's like, okay, I'm going to take the two strongest Avengers with me, and the rest of you go with him.
Well, because all the they're just doing search and rescue.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So,
but then he's like, have I doomed them because I took the strongest Avengers with me?
Yeah.
Was I actually being honest about this, or did I just want to bring the most powerful ones with me so I had a chance at success?
But all the while, we get Geppetto up here controlling the Mandroids, all Pinocchio style.
Yeah.
With, they brought the Mandroids back online, even though the
guys inside are unconscious. Yep. They're running them through remote controls.
Like, fuck you guys! What the hell?
It's like, yeah. Could you imagine like being the guy inside the suit? You wake up and it's just like moving all over the place.
You have so many bruises.
But then we head to San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and we've got these two guys. And like, all right, see, you guys are gonna come out. See, we got some guns. See, and the Black Bolt's like.
And then, I think that picked up well, too. but again, if Black Bolt has no memory, why is he in his suit?
Ooh, that actually comes back. They say that he has been getting his memory back.
Okay.
He just didn't go back.
Right there. Maybe he doesn't want to be king.
But they take Jimmy hostage, these guys with the guns. And
Joey.
Whatever. Joey, sorry. They take you hostage.
Kid. Oh, no!
And... Black Bolt's like, you know, the guy's like, oh, I'll pop this kid if you don't help us break into the bank. And Captain America's like, I don't think so. And the guy's like, look, I still got a gun on the kid. He's like, here, I'm Captain America. I'm going to throw my shield. And the guy's
I'm going to throw my shield away.
Yeah, and the guy's like, yeah, that's what I thought. Now I'm going to blow your brains out. Oh, no, your shield hit me in the back of the head. What's going on here? How did I not see that one coming?
Maybe because shields aren't actually a frisbee and they shouldn't really be bouncing back like that, but whatever.
Have you ever seen the shield that the dude made, like real-life Captain America shield? It's magnetic.
So, yes.
And he's got this, like, big-ass arm piece.
Dude, that's
but,
amazing.
Like, but he'll throw it, and, like, it'll literally come, like, right back to it. It's badass.
It's amazing.
Anywho. So, you know, Black Bolt explains to them through sign language and gesture.
Triton.
And, yeah. That they need to go. And they're like, nope, Jimmy's coming with us. Joey's coming with us.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Little kid's coming with us and
the dumb orphan kid who
kid's sitting on the edge of the thing and he's like, hey, see ya, pal, it was nice having a father figure again, even if for a little while.
Right.
Like, don't worry about me, this poor lonely orphan over here. I'll be fine without any parents or any future. No, yeah. Really, leave me right here on the edge of the dock.
It's and then terrible.
And then Black Bolt's like, they're like, oh, I guess that we're gonna take the kid with us. Yay, yippee!
Little orphan Annie him. Jesus Christ.
So then we go and we find out that the whole reason that this whole thing happened was because while they were growing up, Black Bolt and Maximus, they were brothers. He was growing his powers and they thought it was a great joke to, you know, make people slap each other around and stuff. Ha ha.
But well, then, yeah, Maximus is an asshole.
Yeah, but then it come to find out that Maximus was working with some Kree.
Yep.
And they were gonna, he was going, planning on using the Inhumans as this, their own, like, little military force on Earth so they could take over Earth.
Well, not only that, but it was, he was kind of getting it to the point where once he gives the word, the Kree could come kill Black Bolt and the rest of the family, royal family, so that he can be in charge.
Yeah.
What ended up happening, though, was Black Bolt found out, like, he happened upon it. The plan got, not scratched, but kind of went off
early. They tried to move it up.
And Black Bolt,
in anger and anguish, spoke and destroyed the Kree thing that was trying to run away, yep. And fucked up
Maximus, which is why he's mad now. Why he's called
Mad Max?
Yeah, basically.
Mus.
Mad Maximus. But yeah, the
Beyond Thunderbolt Stone.
Jesus Christ. Fury Roadish.
Nick Fury Road.
dude, I want that movie. but yeah, the Kree ship, like the driver gets like mind jumbled fucked. And crashes into the plaza and just kills the parents anyway. So that makes Black Bolt the king right there and then.
Yep, which also makes him go a little crazy, which is why when Maximus hits him with his brain things, he just goes with it.
Yeah.
And we're back to the Avengers with Iron Man again, getting a few pointers from Tony Stark to take them down.
Well, he also, he points out, I think at one point, yeah, that Tony Stark told me all about these guys. What? He didn't say that last issue, though. But, yeah. Whatever. I will give him props for always trying to hide it. Just, I am looking forward to the time when he either reveals it to the Avengers. Or
somebody else finds out.
Or it gets revealed to the Avengers. Like,
see,
it's not hard.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, have you seen Tony? No, but Iron Man's here. Oh, there goes Iron Man. Hey, look, here comes Tony.
Right.
Clark, is that you? I mean, Tony. I didn't recognize you without your glasses on. Anywho, so then Thor's like, I'm going to make us a teleporter so we can go help
because
the other Avengers.
Vision, I think, realizes that, you know what, maybe we should have everybody on this quest. And, well, we should probably go help out Triton. And so,
yeah. So they show up. And then after they show up, the rest of the Avengers show up with Black Bolt.
I'd be so pissed, though. Like, I would be really pissed that Vision is all like, no, we need to go to these guys right now. Let's go save them. And then they like, all right, fine, we'll go get this guy and go save his homeworld. What are you guys doing here? Oh, well, we decided to actually come help you. You motherfuckers. But yeah, this the black energy field is protecting...
Shattered by Black Bolt's whisper.
Correct. And then everybody goes to try and attack Black Bolt when they realize... I guess Black Bolt does talk.
He yells...
Does he yell right here?
Right here. Well, look at this. Hear me, O people. I am Black Bolt, your rightful ruler. Lay down your weapons and obey.
But here's... No, see, it's a merest whisper. But
okay,
it
but
fills,
it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's Black Bolt. Yeah, exactly. We know Black Bolt's powers.
Exactly. For those of you that don't know, he talks real loud.
He can talk like we're normally talking. I'm not going to do it. I'll try to yell, but I'm not going to do it. Like our normal talking would be...
It's enough to shine the moon.
Screams to him. Yeah.
I think that's what they ended up saying later on. Well, I guess
what was it? In World War Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they were talking about it? Or, yeah.
World War Hulk. The speaking words would be enough to shatter the moon. And
well, at that time, they were on the moon.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah.
Then Maximus is like, no, I've used my negative energy to seal off the stairs. And Thor's like, stairs, bitch, we use walls.
Yeah. Comes right barreling through. We also have, so, you know, you got Maximus still trying to lead people. We've got Kree there helping kind of.
Oh, yeah, they're trying, because they're still trying to make them their army, basically, like their mobile army. And while that was happening, Rick Jones is like, ha, I'm here for whatever apparent reason. Then one of the Kree's like, no, bitch, you're coming with us. And they disappear into their ship and fly away. And then Black Bolt like confronts Maximus about it, and Maximus is just kind of all like crazy and like he doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Right. Again, I feel bad for Maximus.
Yeah. And then we get back to
We have a quick panel like.
Is this? Oh, that's Joey behind him. Never mind. I was like, how the fuck did Rick Jones get back behind Black Bolt? But it's Joey following Black Bolt as he walks.
Yeah, he's following his new dad.
Yeah.
Because why? What else is he gonna do? He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. But we've got the Skrulls have got Wanda and Pietro captured.
And Marvel is making another
the
Omni-Wave
thing, whatever. Yeah. And we got
all their fucking.
Everything's come to a head.
Yeah.
And then we've got, right in the middle, we got the Intelligence Supreme.
Like, everything's in place for the final phase of my plan.
It's like, wait, what the fuck? Okay, sure. Sure, big giant blob face.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter @ComicRundown, on Instagram @ Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.